airplanes grounded. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. The FAA now ordering the temporary grounding of certain Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes for inspections before they can return to flight. This after an Alaska Airlines flight made an emergency landing on Friday night because of a section of the plane ripping away and left a gaping hole in the fuselage. Fox's Christina Coleman with more.
The FAA's order to temporarily ground certain Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft is going to affect approximately 171 airplanes worldwide. A passenger also posted video to TikTok of this incident. It occurred about 40 minutes after the plane departed from Portland, Oregon. The plane was at 16,000 feet when the deactivated emergency cabin door, which was used as a regular cabin window on this plane, blew wide open. 171 passengers and six crew members were on board heading to California. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured in this incident.
The NTSB says it continues to investigate. And the Department of Justice is suing the state of Texas over a new state law that aims at combating the ongoing migrant crisis, calling it unconstitutional. Fox's Casey Stiegel has more from Eagle Pass, Texas.
The state of Texas continues to assist doing what it can through Operation Lone Star to mitigate the problems. That has led to a busy week in terms of legal maneuvering. The Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against the state of Texas and Governor Greg Abbott, trying to stop a newly signed state law known as Senate Bill 4 from taking effect in March, which would in part give police the authority to arrest those suspected of being in the country illegally and also allow state judges to deport people.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has vowed to fight against the lawsuit, saying it's necessary to protect Texas citizens. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken currently on another visit to the Middle East as the violence in the region continues to escalate. Fox's Alex Hogan has more from the ground in Tel Aviv.
People here are continuing to put pressure on the government that something needs to be done. These hostages, the remaining left in Gaza, including Americans, need to be able to be saved and come home. And that is something that we will likely hear Blinken, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, touch on as he makes his way to this part of the world in this multi-country stop. He arrived in Turkey meeting with the Turkish foreign minister and President Erdogan. He also is expected to try to cool some of the rising tensions that we've seen in recent weeks, not only within the Gaza Strip, but of course in Lebanon.
A former police officer who defended the Capitol against January 6th rioters now running for Congress. Fox's Chris DeMayo with the story.
Harry Dunn announcing his candidacy in Maryland on the third anniversary of the attack. Dunn saying the moment we are in requires everyone to step up and step into their role defending democracy. Dunn says he'll run as a Democrat, saying former President Trump was hell-bent on finishing what he started 3 years ago. He says he's been thinking about January 6th every day for the last 3 years, describing it as a roller coaster of emotions. Dunn stepped down from his police job several weeks ago to run after 15 years on the job. Chris DeMayo, Fox News.
Questions continue to swirl about this past week's hospitalization of Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Members of Congress were unaware for days that he had been hospitalized. Remains unclear when the White House was told about his stay at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The Pentagon press secretary saying that Austin was at the center for several days due to complications from an elective procedure. And a four-month-old baby girl who was inside an SUV that was stolen in Washington on Friday has now been found. The child and her car seat were left on the porch of a home blocks from where her mother's Jeep had been stolen. The baby is fine, but the Jeep is nowhere to be found. I'm Ted Linder, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.